Good morning, everyone. Today's gospel at first glance is one of those stories that will strike a nerve and cause most people who had to work for a living can see this as unfair. And rightfully so. And it made me think of something that happened to me a couple of years ago at work. One day, I got a call, and one of my coworkers says, "Hey, Marco, we need your expertise." I says, "I'm going to send you a glove and see what you can do. The glove is not flexing properly." And I said, "Sure, send me the glove. I'll take a look at it." So the glove came over, and as soon as I put it on, I knew something wasn't right. So I had to take the whole cuff roll apart and readjust it and put it back together, and it was fine. I sent it back out. Phone call comes back and he says, "Wonderful, Marco, great job." And then boom. "How long do you think it would take you to fix 200 pairs?" It's September. Hockey season started. I got all my guys that I got to take care of. And these are custom color gloves for the CHL. Each team has their own color scheme and there's no way you can replace this. So, think about this. Doing one pair, two pairs, I can handle that. 10 pairs, 20 pairs, even 30 pairs of gloves would be a pain, but doable. But 200 pairs of gloves? I don't think so. But I'm the only one that can do this work. And time is of the essence. Training camp have already started. And then I find out that all this is because one of my coworkers did not do their due diligence. They knew about this problem and they did not let the supplier know that these modifications needed to be done before production started. Now, put yourself in my shoes. The boss says, "You need to get this done." Life sometimes can seem unfair. And I can tell you that I was not so understanding with the situation and not so loving towards my coworker, especially that I had to fix a problem that he caused. Ever feel that way? That life sometimes is not fair? Well, today's gospel story brought that memory back to my heart. And that's when I started to realize that I needed to learn to know God's heart more. To lean more into my relationship with Jesus more than ever. That I needed to understand how important my union with God needs to be. When I read this story over and over, what I began to realize is that this story is not about things that are unfair. Rather, that this is a very special parable in which Jesus is speaking to us about a new way, a new world that is all about love, compassion, and understanding. And the first clue that we can see in the story is that Jesus wants us to know that the landowner is God, and his vineyard is very special. Another clue that he's telling us is something special about God. In this story, God's heart is for his laborers. He loves them. He understands them. He knows the kind of life, day by day, getting money, not getting money, getting food, not getting food. To stand there and wait, and then your heart sinks throughout the whole day until 5 o'clock and nobody comes. But this landowner, God, he says, "Why are you standing they all day, idle all day long?" He says, "Well, nobody has hired us." He hires them, whether he needs them or not. He hires them. and he gives them value. He validates them and he brings them back into his vineyard. God loves us so much that he sent his son to do something extraordinary, which is to change the world. And the vineyard is that sign. The vineyard is the new world, the world that God himself wants his son to establish. And he wants Jesus to bring people back to it. Now, if we understand this part, then we will know it's actually a very beautiful story. It is an invitation to learn God's heart. The writer of Matthew puts it in a very interesting way. If you notice, the hours we're told that the landowner goes out at dawn, the time when Jews gather for prayer in the synagogue, 9 o'clock, when they come back from their chores and enter the holy place to prayer, at noontime again. These are special times for a Jewish person when he must stop his work and pray together with his fellow Jews, and all the way up until 9 o'clock at night, but also when they come together at 12, and they come together at 3 in the afternoon. They mark moments, invitation for prayer, for us to learn to know God's heart. But the one at noon is especially important, because it's at noon that Jesus begins his terrible ordeal, when he's condemned to death, led up the mountain, then he dies at 3, and at 5, Pilate sends out the men to bury him. So the writer of Matthew is being very clever here. He's saying it's not just a story about hiring hands, it's God preparing his vineyard, and his vineyard that will be the new world. When we look at this story, and we think in our hearts that the landowner is very unfair, because he gives the laborer that came at the end of the day the same as the one that came at the beginning. But the laborer that came at the beginning agreed to that wage, and he gave it to them. And so after that, this becomes the norm, that everyone gets what God himself wants to give them. So what does God want to give them? Give us. He wants to give us a new heart, a heart after his own. He wants to bring us into his vineyard, into this new world, a new kind of living, a new value system, not based on fair or unfair, or just or unjust, to bring us into a deeper union with him. And as we begin to know God's heart more, then we will only want to care for others, to love others, to go out to others, to bring them in, to wipe their tears, to take care of them. For these are not just laborers in a vineyard. These are the people who will build the new world, and we together with Jesus hope to accomplish. Did you know that the denarius was the daily wage of the unskilled laborer during Jesus' time? And it was enough to feed his family for one day. And he got paid at sunset, according to the law of Moses. Well, this got me thinking. The silver denarius is about the size of a small host, which we call the Eucharist, which we celebrate here at Mass. And another name for Eucharist is Thanksgiving. And in the end, that is the meaning of our lives, Thanksgiving. We give thanks for God, for he is good and generous, and his love is everlasting. And when we bring that to our hearts and minds as we work during the day, no matter what we do, or how we work, or what comes up, what great sorrows or what great joys come up, we offer them up in gratitude to God, who comes out and searches for us, to find us when we go off wandering here and there, and sometimes even when we hide from Him, and He brings us back to the vineyard. Because God's thoughts are not our thoughts, and everyone is welcome in His vineyard. When we begin to understand this, we begin to understand the story of this parable. We know that God is there for everyone. We just need to be open and to accept His invitation. God cares for everyone, and He's trying to achieve peace and happiness and joy through us for everyone. When we think about it, this parable becomes very powerful. It has a powerful message that we are loved. That we are loved beyond our own understanding. Because God comes searching for us continually. And we must remind ourselves that we are children of God. Loved. Called to love. To bring faith to the world. A world that pushes back against the faith in God. To reverse the terrible things that we do to each other. To be a light in the darkness of an ever-darkening world. So we are invited to know God's heart. Called to be that laborer in His vineyard. And not out of fame, or for power, or for money. We're out to be working in His vineyard. Building the new world. Bit by bit, day by day. So yes, at first glance, this parable, for some of us, may seem to be unfair. And it is unfair, because it goes beyond fair, because God loves us, and He is inviting us to learn to know His heart better. Have a blessed week, everyone.